A one-story industrial building in the ward will be demolished to make way for a four-story, 22-unit condo. City Council approved the necessary zoning and official plan amendments on Monday. Architecturally, this is one of the best applications that we've seen in the city, commented Ward 1 Councillor Bob Bell, referring to the plan as a little edgy, but forward-thinking. We need to plan on a future horizon. With approvals now in place, remediation of the 0.147-hectare brownfield site at 66 Duke Street can move forward. The owner, IT Enterprises, was granted permission to have increased density on the site, while offering 50% fewer parking spaces than typically required, 22 rather than 33, as well as various site setback reductions. It was approved 10-3, with councillors Dominique O'Rourke, Rodrigo Galler and Christine Billings opposed. The sticking point for O'Rourke seemed to be the lack of a barrier-free visitors parking space, which city staff noted isn't required for a development of this size. I find that really, highly problematic, she said, noting council's accessibility advisory committee isn't consulted ahead of the site plan review process, which has yet to begin. I don't think that's acceptable. Before voting in support of the project, Count. Dan Gibson sought assurances from city staff that a precedent wouldn't be set regarding parking reductions that other developers may seek. What is appropriate here may not be appropriate on Victoria Road, said Katie Nasweter, senior development planner for the city, adding each application is reviewed individually. Gibson said he felt better about the parking reduction with that knowledge, as well as learning spaces will be sold separately from the condo units, a practice known as unbundling. It's not perfect, but I'll be supporting it, he commented. If there is a need for more parking, Hugh Handy of GPS Group pointed out there is a municipal lot nearby. Scott Frederick of the Ward Residents Association told council the city isn't ready for parking reductions of this magnitude. This project has been designed for a future not yet planned, he said. We want to plan for a future with less cars, but we have to live in a present when most people need them.